Saturday was President Donald Trump's 100th day in office. So far, he's appointed a Supreme Court justice, taken a hard stance against immigration, and proposed a budget that would slash funding for a number of federal programs and institutions. UAB political science professor Angela Lewis spoke with WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart about the president's successes and challenges.
I believe the greatest accomplishment is his stance on immigration. Now, while his executive orders have been held up in court and they've been blocked, we have seen the number of immigrants trying to enter into the country dramatically decrease in the first 100 days. The 45th president has made it abundantly clear who is welcome in America and who is not welcome in America.
And what about the appointment to the Supreme Court? How does that fit into
it? That is also a great accomplishment. So I guess it would be two things, the immigration piece, as well as the fact that his nominee for the Supreme Court was actually confirmed.
There were some things that were accomplished through executive order. There were other things that are yet to come. The building of the wall, changes in NAFTA. What does that do for his legacy?
You know, the first 100 days is the time when the new president could be possibly more successful than later in the term. So if the failure on part of NAFTA, repealing Obamacare, and some of the other promises he made, if that's an indication of what could happen for the remainder of his presidency, he may not be able to fulfill those promises that he made to his supporters.
So does that bring disappointment, or do you think supporters are still hopeful, or where does he stand right now?
So I was looking at stats last night, and I found that 80% of the people who voted for him still support him, and only 2% of people who voted for him regret their decision. So as far as the people who supported Donald Trump are still in support of him despite the failures.
Is there a chance that we will see Republicans in our state at odds with the administration if budget cuts are proposed that would negatively impact us?
I certainly believe that's possible. I mean, we've seen where Republicans have not supported the president with the health care bill. There wasn't enough votes in Congress to repeal Obamacare and to replace it with the new health care bill. And from what I understand, the president's budget was dead on arrival. Although the president does have support among voters, he doesn't always have the support of the party when it comes to some of those particulars like the budget and Obamacare. So it's possible. And we still have a long way to go during this presidency.
The America First position has really, in the eyes of many people, galvanized people who thought that so many other policies were skewed toward the success of other nations. On the other hand, there are some who feel that policy excludes.
UAB was ranked as like the most diverse university in the country. And the president of UAB has issued a statement saying we still embrace that those differences that we have here at UAB because that's who we are. The numbers of international travelers to the United States has decreased and the number of applications to colleges has decreased. So I do see it possibly having a negative impact on colleges and universities like UAB because people don't feel particularly comfortable sending their children here considering the rhetoric that comes from the White House. And so the only thing we could do, like as a university, is continue to embrace the fact that we are who we are and that we are a diverse institution.